But without further ado, let us end the evening with the Mo Better.
You ever heard of the Mo Better?
Mo what?
Mo Better makes it Mo Better.
You are fake news.
All right.
Man, I want some more ado. You can never have enough ado.
Well, we've had plenty of ado.
I want ado overload.
Yeah, it's too much ado.
All no right, ado, fine, no more ado. No more ado. Dateline Tampa. 145 graves discovered on the grounds of King High School in Tampa.
This is a horrible story.
Yeah, yeah. Dateline Tampa. Like I said, school district officials say 145 coffins have been found on the grounds of King High School. Ground penetrating radar was brought in on the site in October.
Penetration.
Geophysical technicians, now that's a job title, began searching for the Lost Ridgewood Cemetery. It's believed to be the final resting place for more than 230 people, almost all of whom were African Americans. Radar found approximately 145 graves buried, get this, 3 to 5 feet deep. That's it. 3 to 5 feet deep.
Shallow grave.
Well, 3 feet is a shallow grave for me.
Sprite of rain didn't wash them away.
The Hillsborough County was a school on top of them.
Oh.
the Hillsborough School District plans to tear down the school's agricultural workshop, how apropos, which may have been built on top of more graves.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Wait. Slow down, Mo. What's... They can't get rid of the school.
Sure you can.
People aren't going to go for that.
It's not about them.
What is it about?
It's about the people that were there first. We were there first.
I need to know. Well, I need to know how far back these graves date.
Let me give you. I will say this. Officials said many of the people buried at the cemetery were infants or small children. Their smaller coffins would be difficult to locate. Exactly. 75 years old. 75 years of a decay could also mean some of the burials are no longer detectable. The 1 acre area will be turned over to the county medical examiner and state archaeologists, who may keep possession of the land or turn it back over to the school district. So there is the case where they can keep possession. If the land is turned back over to Hillsborough County Public Schools, our leaders will work with members of the historical response committee to discuss proper ways to memorialize individuals. I don't want to be sending my kid to the farmer's economics class buried on kids.
How was this graveyard overlooked? How was a whole graveyard overlooked? And yeah, we'll build it right there.
Well, this is the second found in Tampa area.
That's what they months. Do.
Yeah, remember there was another graveyard that was built, an apartment complex was built on top of it, and a lot of it were same thing. It was like a lot of older, I think they were black slaves, I think.
Yeah, you know what they say about land, Kevin? God ain't making any more of it. So you got to get in where you can.
Yeah, but they still need to be respected, though, I think. They should have a proper burial.
They put
a
school over and called the school king.
Were these unmarked graves?
I don't think you bury 245 people in unmarked graves. That's a lot. Yeah.
You said maybe as many as 230.
230. Yeah.
You know, I thought it's weird. After all of these years, when you're in the radio or whatever, and you'll see a story. And sometimes you'll go, yeah, this ain't no big deal right here. As soon as I saw that, I turned the TV. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And when they had the microphones up, it wasn't like one or two people standing there. They were flanked by like 30 people all in suits. Like, yeah, this is we found some graves.
This ain't good. You know what it is? I think what happened was that they were probably marked, and they were like, you know what? Just take off the gravestones, take off the headstones, and we'll build a school on top of it. We're going to overlook it.
Need to go to jail.
It might have been people that didn't have money for a proper burial.
But still, there's
babies that die.
But there's still got to be something there. You have to understand. Like, even when there's that amount of people that were being buried in that area, there has to be something that signified that there's dead people there.
Well, you would want to think when you're cold blooded. You're cold blooded.
Well, hold on. Let's not rule out. Maybe they did get proper burial, and graves were marked. And that was disrespected. I think that's the way I'm leaning now without any more information.
I find it highly improbable, and this might be my naivete, that you would be able to remove 230 headstones and somebody not notice that.
Okay. And you built a whole school over graves that are 3 feet, and you didn't find one? breaking ground. Like, we didn't find one casket.
Well, we used to pour cement real quick back in the day.
Nah, man.
Nah, man, that's so disrespectful.
You can't find one, Mo.
Yeah. I'm not saying they didn't find any. I don't understand how buildings are built, so I don't know.
Okay, two scenarios here. You guys are saying maybe these people were buried and no one knew. They were never properly marked.
It was, just like the state city disposes of homeless people
or
when they die.
There was a legit cemetery and somebody said, screw that, build a school here.
Exactly.
Which one do you think it is?
It was a legit cemetery. Again, I'll say this. I think it would have.
All right.
Again, I don't think you can take 230 headstones away and nobody noticed.
I follow that logic. So what do you do to do right by the people that are buried? Do you have to do right by them?
Of course you do.
Okay, so you have to take the school up off of them, right? Swig, do they knock the school down?
No.
Right, because where would the kids go to school?
Right.
Now you have a horrible problem.
Rest in peace.
Now we back bussing.
Well, I think, you can't have a school that's built over the cemetery of children
or adults.
Adults, I can. Yeah, I'm not. You know,
I said this like last week. I go, we should rotate cemeteries after 200 years because we don't have any more land, and 200 years is enough for everybody to forget about you. And then y'all started talking about people going to graveside playing Xbox with the dead.
You gotta have a place to go and visit your loved ones.
Nah, man, I think that we need to. That's crazy. Never going to anybody's grave. Just what? Look at it. What? Facebook? Throwback Thursday? I remember when my mama was here. I mean, what do you do? That's crazy.
Can't you go?
Your mama's grave can't be a Throwback Thursday, is what I'm saying.
I don't think the school's. I mean, I don't think the school's going to give up the land. But who owns the school? Is it the government? Doesn't the government?
The state.
We the people.
State.
And we the state.
But I think you got to turn it over. I think you got to tear down the school, dig up the graves, and then rebuild the school.
And do what with the bodies?
Bury them properly and show them some respect.
Look, if we want to talk about recycling in this country.
Oh, here we go.
Go ahead.
Right?
The Jews, I don't know,
got
man.
Theirs done.
We got it right. We got some things right.
Listen, okay, where are we going here?
He tried to mix causes.
What's your cause?
My cause.
Are you talking about cremation?
I'm trying to say, what's your cause?
Oh, cremation.
They're already buried. What are you going to do? Pick up, tear down the school, just bury them again?
So what are you saying? Just leave them underneath
the school?
Just
have a funeral.
No, you can't do that.
Like one big funeral for
all of them?
One good Hail Mary, ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
I think they've already had the funeral. I think the problem is, why was this allowed to happen on that property?
And what if the gymnasium is built over the bodies of dead children and you got cheerleaders jumping up and down in hoop skirts?
Look,
that sounds like your fantasy.
Under what you're saying, let's just play it about. What you're basically proposing, they tear down the school.
Tear it down.
Bring up the bodies. To do what?
To bury them somewhere
To put
nice.
Them back in the ground.
That's called respect, Ben.
This guy lied to. Dude, we got.
That's just crazy.
It is crazy.
That's the stupidest thing I think I've ever heard.
What, showing respect for babies and dead people?
They're dead.
Where are you getting this baby thing from?
Yeah, how do you know they're babies?
The article in the story, it said that, where is it, right here? Hold on.
And also, you said they were all black bodies. Now, I told
mostly
you,
black.
I told you that in the hallway, and I was trolling you.
Said official said because many of the people buried at the cemetery were infants or small children. That's why, yes, they're small. Come on.
Oh, you know a baby ghost is stronger than a grown ghost.
You can't have a school built over Baby Petey.
No.
Baby Petey deserves more.
Maybe that's why the Bucks can't win.
Exactly.
Now, is Raymond James built on top of another cemetery? What's happening? Y'all probably want Jameis to dig them up.
How does a city lose two cemeteries? I mean, we really have to. I think we need to bring the city planners up on charges.
Man, we could do a whole show.
Clearly, they didn't do a lot of planning.
You're right. They're supposed to be. Environmental impact done before development's done.
Absolutely.
Well, we just have some great calls up here, man. I don't know what you look at number one and look at number two, which makes no sense, and look at number three.
We'll go for them.
Which one y'all want to take?
Take them from top to bottom.
All right, let's start with Teddy. Hey, Teddy, thanks for calling, man. You have some info for us?
Yes, sir. How y'all doing, gentlemen?
We're doing good, Teddy.
Now, so, Brother Kevin, listen to this for a second. They only got three major black cemeteries in Tampa right now. Can you imagine how many times it's going to show up? You know how many black people have died, and we only got 3 major cemeteries? I say that to say this. I'm at work right now. Robles Park in Tampa, it's a project complex. Mm-hmm. We just found out that they built the cemetery on that. Right here in Robles Park in Tampa. So we got to move people out of here because we got bodies popping up, plots popping up in the community. So this is something that's going to go on a lot because, can you just imagine how many black bodies, black people done died in Tampa for just 3 cemeteries?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Teddy, this is disturbing.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Teddy, you're on the clock. We're going to let you go, but I appreciate you.
We must tear down King High School.
Yeah, I think we got to tear it down.
I think we make the kids tear it down, too. Teach them life is real.
Mm. Make them do it.
I say we
some
do.
Extra credit.
I say we do a controlled demolition. Like Building 7.
Oh, I'll stop.
Make the kids build the school, too?
All right, this guy hung up, and I'm glad he did. He was getting ready to say, it's supposedly homeless people. Yeah, 75 years, you say, homeless babies. We're running the streets of Tampa, rolling cigars. And then they all got killed. And oh, my God. Can you imagine what's up under Ybor?
Oh, forget about it. Wow. Forget about it.
Oh my a lot God. Of voodoo.
Yeah.
Voodoo? You'd be lucky to find voodoo. Mm. You'd be praying for voodoo. I don't know. I'm going to go home and take a bath. That has nothing to do with this story, just in general.
Yeah.
June, thanks for holding. You on the bone.
Hey, there was a lady that did a news article on that saying that she had gone to the developers, she'd gone to the county and told them that there was a previous graveyard there and it was a predominantly black graveyard. And she said she went back several times, but she's like 93 years old and she said they just blew her off like she was some crazy old lady.
Oh, wow.
She was a 93-year-old lady, tried to tell them they were building on a cemetery and they said, get out of here.
She's 93 now. I don't know how old she was when they were building the school, but I mean, how old's the school? Then listen, even then, she was old.
June, I can't believe that they didn't know that that was a burial site.
There's no way. Yeah, there's no way.
I'm going to tell y'all how this
is. I mean, they have to dig down to put the plumbing underground.
Exactly. Tear it
down. There's absolutely no way. If they're 3 to 5 feet under now, the plumbing has to go a certain amount of feet under the ground.
I didn't even think about plumbing.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't have plumbing, June.
Now, King High School has plumbing.
At a high school.
I'm sure.
Well, I don't know. I'm not from Tampa. I don't know how y'all get down here.
I'm not either. I'm just saying that she did. She went. You look on Channel 8. The news story was a couple of weeks ago. But she did a whole news story on how she went to the developer. She went to the county and everything.
Tear it down.
I tell you what, June. Arrest the plumber.
Yes. Him too.
Somebody needs to be held accountable.
There's a lot of guys out there laying bad pipe. Thank you, June. I'm a single man, too. I'm here to correct all of that.
The bad piping?
The bad piping, right.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. So, you rather lay down?
If you want bad pipe laid, call me.
You'll set them straight.
Roto-Rooter.
Yeah.
Liquid plumber. What? All right, what are we doing here? Want to get out of here?
Well, you got to take Ben's call. At least his. Final one.
All right, okay. Yeah. Let's take Ben. Yeah. All right, Ben. So last call on this subject.
Not Ben's.
Yeah, this is
Ben got to get it right.
Ben, your phone line connection was horrible.
What kind of point you thought Ben was going
to
make?
Well, he says he's the guy that does the burial surveying, so he would be able to tell us. Yes, that's what I'm saying. He would be able to tell us.
Man, you know I can't see.
Yeah, if they knew or if they had to know or not, which, I mean, logic would dictate that you would have to know that that was a burial. I mean, the county would have to know that at some point there were 230 grave headstones there.
The plumbing.
His phone's better now.
It's better now?
Yeah, hopefully.
All right, Ben. Ben, you're on the bone. What's up, man?
Nah, this is D.
One up.
All right, D.
Hold on,
sorry
D.
about that, D. Yeah. Ben.
Yeah, how
all right.
you doing?
Oh, you sound great. Help us out here.
Good. Yeah, I'm one of the lead engineers on the crew that's finding the remains under King High School. And they're not under the actual structure. There's something like 8.5 acres, and it's in one of the back fields. It's an athletic field.
Oh. That picture you showed me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Ben.
So they wouldn't have to tear down any part of the structure then?
No, no. As a matter of fact, ground penetrating radar doesn't really work if you have a thick, like a slab for a two-story high school, and King is a two-story high school.
Oh,
okay. Well, if it's out so in the field, you can't have the kids running around on the field on top of the graves.
Well, I'm not sure what they're going to do, but they're probably going to dig up the graves and relocate them.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
Where?
The best way to do it.
Oh, nobody's going in the bay, buddy. Good luck. Good luck. And I tell you what, if I see one near me, I'm going to have a video of me riding a casket. I'm going to ride that sucker to the skyway. Then I'm going to sue.
A sue for what?
I'm going to sue somebody. Y'all got me out here on this casket. I don't know what to do. Man, I've been trying to. This is a disturbing story.
Yeah.
This is worse than what they're doing to Kaepernick. He got buried.
Yeah, he did. Hypothetically,
he buried alive. Yeah. All right, Mo, that's great.
Yeah.
What's up?
Tear the school down.
Tear it up.
I still want to tear the school down.
I do too. Yeah. It will replace it with what?
Another Hooters. School.
Let's... No, a Hooters, man.
A Hooters.
I've been trying to get a Hooters.
You going to eat your wings on top of dead black children?
Let me think about it.
We're the only show that has the balls to discuss Hooters versus black children.